Good evening and welcome to In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. I'm John Coffey, and we're broadcasting live again this Thursday evening outside on the patio here at A&G. And Rich, I think this morning, if you'd given us a percentage on whether we'd be out here today or not, or inside A&G, I'd say we'd probably be inside, but it's turned into a great evening.
It really has. You know, it was pretty stormy this morning. Sounds like a little bit of colder temperatures coming into town. So,
yeah, and unfortunately, this weekend looks like that might be the case in particular with the trip over to Topeka. But overall, just kind of talk about this week as you get ready for this Washburn game and how things are looking for the team here.
You know, I feel like we've had a really good week of practice. You know, obviously last weekend was a disappointment and, you know, probably hung around a little longer than most, but the kids bounced back. They had a great Monday night practice, a lot of energy, a lot of intensity. And, you know, it's just kind of transitioned on throughout the week. So we're excited to go finish out our last three games of the season and start to build for next season.
Yeah, it's really a great opportunity. Look at these three games coming up to really finish out the year on a great positive note here.
Yeah, you know, they're you know, we're gonna have to go play well. You know, that's what every game boils down to in the MIAA. I say it all the time, but any week you can get beat by anybody. And you know, Washburn struggled a little bit off and on this year, but you know, they're playing a lot of young guys right now, a lot of youth on both sides of the ball, and they're playing hard. I mean, you watched the game against Fort Hays last week. You know, that came down to the wire. You know, they had a chance, kick an onside kick, couldn't get it. You know, and Hayes ended up winning, but I don't think most people would have thought that. And if you look around the MIAA, I mean, Central Oklahoma went down to Tahlequah and they were up early, and, you know, NEO came back on them, made that a heck of a game, and then go out to Kearney, Nebraska, and Missouri Western, who, you know, should have been the prohibitive favorite, goes out there and has to kick a last-second field goal to win. And it's just kind of indicative of what our league is.
One thing that stands out from last week, that Central Missouri game, 77 points against Emporia State by Central Missouri in three quarters. That's just something you just don't see.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Josh Weekly, and when I looked at the stat line about that, it was a shocking thing. You know, they really they stopped scoring with about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter, and they had over 970 yards of offense. And so, you know, a bad day for the Hornets, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. And that's a good Emporia State team, too.
It is. It is.
As you look at the conference at this particular point, what's been the biggest surprises you've seen in the way things are shaking out right now?
You know, obviously Central. You know how they've been able to flip the roster and what he's been able to do. You know, he came into the situation, got rid of a lot of kids, went out and got a lot of transfers, and he's been able to make them gel. And they're unique in the sense that you know, the tempo they play at, we haven't seen before, not in this league. Everybody considers Emporia fast, but just kind of the way they're doing things. And I think the X factor for them this year has been the transfer quarterback from Southern Illinois, who's really played well.
Again, we are broadcasting live at A&G in downtown Maryville. We have guests for today as well in Jay Harris and Tank Young, running backs for the Bearcats. We'll talk with those two coming up here in just a little bit as well. Northwest Missouri State head coach Rich Wright is joining us here. And Rich, again, as you look at the three games coming up, what's the biggest keys you want to see out of this team to finish up this season here?
I want to see consistency on all three sides of the ball. I want to see us play well. You know, I thought we were trending in that direction. Obviously had a hiccup last weekend, but, you know, the two guys that are sitting here with me right now, you know, I want to watch them, how they play down the stretch, because, you know, losing Mike on the offensive side of the ball, we're going to need a new voice in terms of leadership in the room on the offensive side. And I think these two guys, I've really been impressed with the growth that they've had over this past season, how they've matured, and I think they're ready for the challenge. I mean, I'm gonna sit down with these guys in the off season, and we're gonna start to talk about some of that stuff. It's gonna become, you know, it's a changing of the guard a little bit, and it's gonna become their football team on that side of the ball. And with the productivity both of them have had this year, you know, I think they're ready to step up and take the challenge.
All right, and we'll talk with the two of those, Jay Harris and Tank Young, coming up right after this timeout. Again, we're broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville and In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. Back with more right after this timeout.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Plattsburgh, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More on products and services at sure-ag.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More in office or at 562-2911.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And again, as we mentioned before the break, our special guest for today, running backs Jay Harris and Tank Young. And Rich, I think when the season started, Jaden Brady went down with an injury. People were wondering, well, how's the running game going to do? Well, I'll tell you what, the running game's done pretty good in the hands of these two guys, haven't it?
Yeah, it sure has. These guys have, exceeded a lot of people's expectations. It certainly didn't exceed mine. I watched what they both do in practice every single day. They have different skill sets, but both are tremendously effective in how they get things going. Jay has done a great job of toting the mail. Tank does a combination of things. He's kind of like a utility knife. You can put him in the backfield and he's extremely successful. You can split him out. He's caught a lot of screen balls. But, that's one thing. When I saw Tank in the spring, I was like, okay, he can really catch the ball. That's an aspect what I really thought that Jay's improved his game is his pass receiving, over the course of the season. And obviously both guys know what to do when they get on level two. They do it a little differently. Tank going to run away from you. Jay going to probably run over you. But I think the one thing when I talk to coaches about Jay is when he gets to level two, he, for a big back, he's a heck of a lot faster than most people realize.
Again, Jay and Tank are with us, and guys, great to have you with us here on the show tonight.
Yes, sir.
And I guess, first of all, let's bring Jay in here. Jay, I know Coach was talking about you had the reputation of running over a lot of guys, but that how much fun was it in the UCO game where you were able to get outside and just kind of show your speed off there on a number of those carries?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun to go out and show some of my abilities I'm able to do that I wasn't able to show last year earlier in the season. But I had a lot of fun going out there having a career game against UCO. I mean, my linemen played amazing, and defense really helped us stay on the field more than we should have. So I feel like I really did good that game.
And Tank, again, Coach talking a little bit about your ability both as a receiver and as a running back there. How much fun do you have just being able to do both of those things? Again, pretty balanced between the run and pass part you guys, what you've been able to do with your receptions there.
I really love just like playing all over the field, so catching, running the ball. I think I'm pretty good at both, and I think it's kind of confused the defense as well, as like all the teams we done played, they don't know if I'm running it, blocking, catching the screen. So just being able to do multiple things on the field.
And yeah, had to kind of overcome a bit of adversity to start the season as well with a bit of injury in that green-white game, but you've come out of that looks to be pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of slowed me up at first, but once I got going, I ain't looked back.
And again, it's coming in. It's kind of a nice 1-2 punch that the two of you have where your skill set kind of really complement each other a little bit and makes the defense have to think a little bit when you guys are out there.
Yeah, that's right. Just how Coach Wright said, we got different skill sets. Power back, I'm more like run away from people, make people miss type of guy. So when we both in there, they never know, like, which way it's going to go or how it's going to go. So,
and Jay, do you enjoy the physical aspect of things where you're, you see a defender coming at you full force and to be able to kind of use that stiff arm, get him away, or just the contact that you know that you're going to get the better end of that?
Yeah, like I said a couple of interviews ago, I like to win my one-on-ones. That's kind of the first thing I think of when I have a defender running at me, just win my one-on-one. Whether that's a stiff arm, running them over, attempting a hurdle or something crazy, that's definitely something I like to do, is win my one-on-ones.
And I think you've done that very good fashion so far anyway. Another thing that really stands out, over 1,000 yards rushing up to this point in the season, 100-plus yards in every game you played this year as well. A phenomenal season you're putting together here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My linemen have really played very well, and I've kind of gotten to more of the offense and learned more stuff I didn't know before. So just learning more and picking up on blocks and stuff like that really helped my game. And going forward, I feel I got a lot more I can work on at my position and just figuring out more about the defense and just schemes of things, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I really feel I got more stuff to work on.
You know, Coach, I think, too, the running game that Northwest has this year has perhaps gone a little bit under the radar. You don't hear a lot of people talk about the running game as much as maybe they should. Again, with Jay being, I think, second in the nation as well as far as rushing yards and rushing yards per carry, and what Tank's been able to do, and really the entire set there with the running game.
Yeah, you know, our running game has been the one real consistent thing that we've had on offense all season long, and both of these guys are a big part of that. You know, they just they find tough yards. They do it a little bit differently, but you know, they're always falling forward, they're always gaining positive yards. They're gritty kids that show up and practice hard every day, and obviously glad we have them with us.
And Jay, you talked about this and I think Tank a little bit too, but the offensive line that's opening up some holes for you guys, they've really developed as the season's gone along.
Yes, sir.
And what's been the biggest thing that, as far as kind of working with the line, and of course there's a little bit of shuffling to start the year with some guys on that line that you kind of had to work hand in hand with those guys to kind of know what they're doing as well. What's been the biggest things that have come along as you're working with them this year?
Mainly just communication. As the season went on, we just talked more, knowing our assignments and knowing what the line going to do, even if it don't got nothing to do with us. So if we know their assignment and know our assignment, it's gel. So we like just gelling together.
And maybe just talk a bit about your time before Northwest Missouri State. First of all, Tank, from St. Thomas Aquinas area in the Kansas City area. Just talk about your high school career and how that went for you.
High school was pretty good. We played Flexbone. I was up there with Randy Dryling. We won the state championship. We won back the next year, lost. But other than that, I had a good career up there. It's really wishbone, so fullback, you get the ball a lot, short yardage, but usually I break a couple off. But other than that, he just he taught me just how to play football, like the competitiveness and like where to go, read defenses and stuff like that. So,
what about the transition to the college type of offense, coming out of that type of offense to where, again, as we've talked about already, you really enjoyed the receiving aspect of the game as well. How much of an adjustment was that for you?
For college, being in the backfield at least, you got to be more patient. And wide out is mainly just knowing your assignment and like knowing what the defense lined up in. Because in high school, I was just in flex bone, and that's running downhill. So once I got to a spread offense, it's more and just running downhill. So.
And Jay, coming from the St. Louis area, Wentzville, Missouri, and Timberland High School, just talk a bit about your high school career.
High school career was a little bit of up and down. Freshman year, I played a little bit of freshman, and I ended up moving on later on that season up to varsity, and I played a little bit of just filling things out, kick return, punt return, stuff like that. Sophomore year, COVID hit in a little bit, so I wasn't able to really show what I could do sophomore year, considering the season was over with because of COVID. And then junior year, I came in, I was playing both sides of the ball, a little bit of running back. We had a senior running back, Jarrett, that was playing over me a little bit. But I was playing more defense junior year, and then senior year came around, I was kind of that guy. And coach ended up just giving me the ball more than he had the years prior, so I ended up showing what I could do, and I'm here today.
What were you doing on the defensive side there?
That's what I wanted to know.
Defensively, I was playing a little bit of corner, safety, and actually one game I did play DN. So
I like that.
I was kind of all over the place for defensively. But
hopefully Coach Sturdy's listening to the telecast right now.
You know, he kind of has that defensive mindset a little bit out there when he's carrying the ball.
Yeah, he does. He's physical. There's no doubt about that. I know our guys don't like tackling him, so I'm glad we play with him and not against him. But, you know, one question you ought to ask these guys about the offseason. We had a little 3-on-3 basketball tournament. They're pretty good basketball players, too.
Let's talk about your basketball skills. How'd that go?
Basketball kind of runs in the family. Sports in general run in the family. So as a kid, I did play a lot of basketball, and I feel like I could go play on the team, honestly. I could go play somewhere. But I feel like just being around my family and a bunch of hoopers kind of helped me pick up on some of the stuff that they knew how to do. I got a couple cousins that went pro. They aren't still there today, but it runs in the family, so kind of picked up on it.
He dunked a ball over my 6'6" defensive end of the 3-on-3 tournament to open it up. It was pretty electric. The entire yeah. Football team blew up.
Crazy.
And Tank, how about your basketball skills?
I grew up playing basketball, really. Before football, I really loved basketball, but I was just so like taken off with football that I just had to pick football. But at the time, I just feel like basketball is just more fun. Like, you know, just more fun. At the time, like growing up, I played AAU over the summer, travel everywhere playing basketball. But as I got older and like looking forward for college, I just choose football. I had to.
And Jay, what really drove you toward football as opposed to basketball?
I am more of like a, I have more of like a basketball family, but I feel I was more one of those aggressive child, like Coach said. I was more aggressive, so I didn't really feel myself fitting in with the basketball. I think I did play for a team when I was younger, and I picked up a lot of fouls and immediately knew that wasn't for me. But I think about fourth grade, my grandpa, before he passed, he got me into football, and I was playing defense when I first started and kind of took off from there when I was very young, like fourth grade, fifth grade.
See, there's another defensive reference.
Yeah, I know.
I was playing linebacker, so.
Coming over to Northwest from Wentzville, again, over by the St. Louis, what really attracted you to coming to Northwest Missouri State?
The atmosphere, the family atmosphere. I wasn't really heavily recruited by Northwest coming out of high school. But I feel like the family atmosphere and just coming up on my visit, I really fit in very well. I mean, I always had Northwest in mind because I had a couple people, family members that came here, close friends. And I just always kept Northwest in mind, like felt I could definitely have a chance of playing there one day, and things happened.
And then Tank, as far as coming to Northwest, what stood out to you?
What stood out to me is just how everybody just like communicate. It's not like it's groups of Northwest. It's not like that. When you come to Northwest, like everyone know each other. Like when you walk past someone, everybody gonna say, hey, like talk, see how you doing. So just little things like that just will help me like pick Northwest. It's not too far from home. And I just love how just everyone like interact with each other around here.
Sometimes, Coach, do you feel like the campus itself recruits some of these players, too, with the friendliness and things you see that when they bring them on campus?
I think definitely. And then, you know, like these guys, I'm sure, will probably tell you, you know, it's a nice town. It, you know, the campus is pretty. It's fairly compact. But, I mean, the thing that I think makes Northwest and Maryville is the people. And that's, you know, they've already alluded to, you know, the individuals that they met and the family atmosphere and, you know, how the community, you know, I think sometimes when you come from a bigger metro area, you know, you kind of have a little pocket of fans. But, you know, around this region, it's all about Northwest and Northwest Missouri State. And that's I think that's really special.
And let's just get a sense of what you guys like to do away from football. I know it takes up a lot of time, especially during the season. But when you guys get a chance to relax, what are some things you guys like to do?
I probably, with free time, if it's not homework or stretching or anything to do with football, I probably just playing a game, really. Playing Xbox, playing PlayStation, just little things like that. And I just got a dog not too long ago. So that take up time too. So I play with the dog, walk the dog, just little things like that.
What kind of dog do you get?
I got a bully. It's like a bulldog.
All right, sounds good. And Jay, what about you?
Me, myself, I kind of, outside of football, I kind of work on a lot of self-development and just working on myself, my mental, physical aspect, just stuff like that kind of propel me forward after football, or after school, whatever God has in store for me. I kind of work on myself more. I mean, I play the video games, have a little bit of fun, but lately it's been just like self-development, making sure I'm successful here in the future.
Coach, one thing that talking with Jay before we started the show that he kind of has in common with both of us, pretty big Cardinal fan.
Oh, grew up in St. Louis, got to be.
It's got to be, right?
Now, Tank, you're not a Royals fan, are you?
No. Chiefs Nation.
Chiefs, okay.
Well, you picked a pretty good team right now to follow in the Chiefs, that's for sure.
No doubt.
But Cardinals, a little rough this year. But
Yeah. Cardinals, it'll always hit home for me. I'm a big family guy. I'm still considered Cardinals as family. Still considered the Rams as family. So even though the Rams went to L.A., I still consider myself a big Cardinals fan. I'm really big on St. Louis. So Blues, too. So
yeah, that's
everything
right.
St. Louis. I'm
You a hockey guy,
it.
Too, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Anything St. Louis, I'm about it. I'm for it. So
what do you like about hockey?
Just the atmosphere, for real. I went to a Blues game. I really don't know what's going on, but just seeing stuff, fights. It's just a fun place to be down there in downtown St. Louis.
We got to get you guys on a pair of skates. I want to see that. I see your basketball school skills.
Oh, no.
I don't know about the ice skate, but roller skate?
No, ice skate.
No.
We're going to get on the skates.
Roller skate, yeah.
I used to play hockey. So growing up, I played hockey all the way growing up. So
you a pro on the skates?
I think I might be able to take you something. I think I just found something.
Yeah, you probably got that, Coach.
Okay,
you got that one.
I'd be afraid to get on skates. I just see broken bones in my future doing that myself. All right, again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville. Running backs Jay Harris and Tank Young with us here on the show, along with the head coach of Bearcats, Rich Wright. We'll be back. We got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Plattsburgh, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More on products and services at sure-ag.com.
Today's broadcast is being underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. More information at tristatefordmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville with over 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches, broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville with the coach of Bearcats, Rich Wright, and Jay Harris and Tank Young with us. And one thing before we talk a little bit about Washburn coming up, Coach, we haven't brought out yet, especially with Jay here, coming in and playing his true freshman year. That's something that you don't see done very often in Northwest Missouri State. He was able to really make an impression with you right off the bat.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think one of the things just is, you know, when he walked in the door, I mean, at 18 years old, he didn't look like an 18-year-old kid. You know, he was physically ready to play. And as the season wore on, we decided to utilize him. And I think that's really helped him going from a freshman year to now, you know, kind of taking off and doing what he's doing currently for us. And, you know, it's amazing to watch how much he's grown and how much more he understands and has learned. And, you know, it's just been fun to watch. You know, both of these guys have matured tremendously since they've been here. And, you know, I think that when you first get here, it's kind of hard. You know, it's high school football and college football are different. The demands of your time and the fact that it's year-round. And both these guys this year have really embraced it. I've started to see leadership characteristics out of them. You know, but one of the things, and I'll just kind of talk about it now, that I'm going to sit down with them about right after the season is over is, you know, fellas, it's time to take this program over. You know, you've got to be the voice of the program moving forward. And I think both are capable and ready to fill in those shoes.
Yeah, Jay and Tank both are looking forward to that aspect. What's going to come up for you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Jay, what about playing as a freshman last year? How much? I obviously realized the fact you were getting on the field and everything. How much did you enjoy just the fact that you, right off the bat, you had a chance to play as a freshman?
Well, it was definitely a blessing here at Northwest. I mean, it was a little nerve-wracking, kind of nervous going into it, but kind of just let God take the wheel and just went out there and played fast, played hard. Those games I did get an opportunity to get in, so. And I feel like it propelled me this far coming into this year, just being able to get out there and get a feel for things, see how they hit, see the speed of the game coming from high school. It was definitely different, but I feel like I'm getting very good.
You know, that's one of the things that, you know, I think they would both say is just there's an adjustment period to the speed. You know, the holes that are there in high school don't last there in college. And just learning that and learning – you know, finding those seams and where to cut, and you know, so many times you see high school backs wanting to bounce everything, and being able to kind of set your blocks up and learn how to do that stuff, and you know, man, I've been impressed with both of them.
And Tank, how much of an adjustment was that for you?
Actually, a big adjustment for me since I was in flex bone. So coming to college and having to slow down and then hit the hole instead of just shooting through the hole, like in high school, what Coach was saying, either shoot through the hole or bounce it outside. But in college, you can do either or. You just got to take your time and see what's there.
Well, it sounds like you've made that adjustment pretty well. Both of you guys have here.
Yes, sir.
Well, and they're going to be big this weekend. I mean, if you look at the forecast, you know, high is supposed to be 44 degrees. It's supposed to rain. You know, sloppy field condition. Well, field conditions, but wet weather, you know, possessions are going to be at a paramount, and you know, anytime that happens and the weather starts to turn cold, you better be able to pound the rock. So I'm going to lean into these guys heavily this weekend.
Hey, you look at Washburn this season, they're a team that I think their record really not even close to what people expected them to have this year, and a lot of reason that is they were just hit hard by injuries early on in this season.
Same thing. They had something similar to what we had. They lost the Samansa kid. I believe it was in the Missouri Southern game. And, you know, and again, another kid that, you know, I think he's in the same class as Mike. You know, had been a really good player for them over the years. I've played against him a couple times, and you know, I think it. You know, sometimes when you lose, you know, as I've said to you, there are certain people you can't lose in a season, and when you lose those guys, it makes it difficult. And you know, we can relate. You know, three of our captains have missed significant time this year, and it changes the dynamic, and I think that's the one thing that we got to talk about. And one of the things that I'm going to discuss with these guys in this off season is that we've got to create leadership in places that we don't think we need it, because when a captain goes down, when the starter goes down, who's the next guy that's going to come up? And we talk about next man up, but we've got to live next man up, and we really got to start it in January when we go back to work.
And how much of that can you even start here in the next three games here a little bit?
You know, you really can. You know, Isaac Volstead's going to be out again. You know, it's about, you know, he's going to be gone in a couple weeks. It's about, you know, those guys stepping in, Carter Olson, Carter Edwards, seeing what they can do, evaluating, and then just, you know, how they play, how they communicate, and how they control the game.
And again, weather's going to be a factor. It really appears, as you mentioned, the forecast is right, which would be nice if they would miss on something like this. But that's something that been pretty fortunate this year. You haven't had to deal with too much inclement weather up to this particular point.
No, we haven't. But, you know, the nice thing is that, you know, the way the weather forecast was all week kind of helped us. We were able to go outside two nights in some rainy weather, so we're going to be ready to rock and roll.
All right, sounds great. Rich, as always, great to have you here on the show. And also great to have Jay Harrison Tank Young with us this week.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You bet. And a reminder, too, that today's broadcast underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, it's agrestaurant.com. Coming up on Saturday, game Bearcat football, Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. That will be a 1 o'clock kickoff from Yeager Stadium in Topeka on the Washburn campus. We'll be on the air at 12 noon with Bearcat game day. Thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast here today on In the Trenches. The head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Tripe, along with running backs Jay Harrison, Tank Young. I'm John Coffey, and so long from A&G.